I have a spot of brown in my eye, you know, that my
speckle.
Mother's mother
I
had
always
a,
call
yeah,
it.
Had the same thing. Mama's mother did.
Oh, the speckle in the...
Yeah.
Someone called, told me that was...
and then what is?
Oh, I can't remember now.
Anyway.
I guess I forget. I thought it was leprechaun, but it's not leprechaun.
Yeah,
anyway.
She might be a leprechaun.
Might be, yeah. Well, you say bandit.
When you came back to St. John, would you ever tell your friends when you were growing up where you'd been? And
oh, yes. They all knew the children we played with and everything. They all, and a lot of them didn't have a place like that to go to. Like we
I know,
had,
when we went
yeah.
up for the apples in the fall to pick the apples and bring them down, the kids used to be saying, when you're going up to your grandfather's farm, then there was nobody living on
right.
it then, to get the apples to bring down.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because it was quite a thing. To, and I used to give them to two
He walked over there, but he never hurt the wires. I watched him. Poor bandit. No,
my
he was stepped right over them. Good.
Molasses taffy.
He's waiting
for
us when we were kids, but this was in town.
Yeah.
Made in a frying pan. He used to haul it away out and pull it and pull it and then twist it. And he used to take the, when, you know, it was from it, cut it off in little pieces about that long.
It.
And this was when I was a young girl. And wrap it up. We'd wrap it up in little small squares of wax paper to take to the theater.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can go for 5 cents then.
So
don't
now
you
your
hurt
grandfather,
that.
Hughes, never remarried, did he?
No.
No. He never put, he could have married. He could, you know.
He
would
have been very young.
Do you know, I heard Mama say, the sergeants in the city here, there was this, he one had a store. There were great friends of my mother's, you know. Mm-hmm. Mother's, my grandfather's, she said to my father, grandfather, Tommy, his name is Thomas, I'll come over and keep house for you. She thought the world of my grandfather, yes.
Oh my
and goodness. So he said, no, thanks, you know what I mean.
He loved his wife.
Yeah, he put nobody in her place. He loved her so much. Mm-hmm. She was younger than him. When
she was.
Yeah, younger. And nice looking. But
it was
he was
kind
nice
of an arranged marriage, really, was
what?
It not, Stella?
Was arranged.
They loved each other, but was it not arranged between...
I don't know, maybe
pairs?
It was, yeah.
Fixing
I think they loved one another.
Yeah, oh, they
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean...
But they knew that he was,
was a good
comfortable,
provider.
Like, and I mean, it would be make a good... I'm not
husband.
Saying he was a millionaire or anything, but he was a good man, living man.
Yeah.
And he was a family person. Mm-hmm. And
and they were well-respected.
Well, very well-respected, yeah.
Now, what about, you were telling me when I first came in about how your ancestors went from St. John upriver and why they did that. Why
because of the cholera.
So who would that have been? Would that have been?
That had been the three brothers.
Okay.
Richard.
Richard, Hugh, and our grandfather, Tom.
So it would have been your great-grandparents who arrived in St. John.
Yes,
originally. But our grandfather, our grandfather too, that he's there, he's the one that they went up there on account of that cholera. I guess that's what it was, you know, the disease that they that came. And then they got the land up there. And
so they were able to
so
get...
So they didn't want to stay here because they were afraid.
Of that.
No, a lot of people moved away at that time. Okay. Yeah, that's all they said. Yeah.
Did your... so when they moved up, did... I'm trying to figure out how your grandfather ended up in Victoria Settlement. Was it his parents who got him there, or did he just...
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember his parents or anything about them. I mean, you know, really.
But did your mother ever talk about, like, when they went up from, say, when the cholera was here in St.
John
and they went up, they didn't go to Victoria Settlement,
see.
Did they?
Mother wasn't born then.
No.
Yeah.
It was just
they
three
went up
young
to
men
they,
that had come over
there. They. I don't know who owned the land, if that's what you're talking about. It's concerned in that, isn't it, to a certain extent?
Yeah, not so much who owned the land, but I'm just trying to figure out how your grandfather got to Victoria Settlement.
Yeah.
Probably because they would have exchanged the land there for land up the river.
Okay.
That's what I would imagine it would have been, because they would give up that land that they were granted from England.
Yeah.
And then
But they wanted to come over.
They wanted to be up.
And stay with them, but they liked it in the farm the best.
Yeah.
The people that were relatives of them.
The sister that stayed in England,
yeah.
She really didn't want to come over.
No.
But their family over there wanted her to come because there were three children, small children to raise here. Mm-hmm. I think she thought she was coming to the wilderness.
Well, they were good to those children, yeah. They were good to them. They sent really everything for them to wear. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, they did. And they really sent to see they were looked after. I mean, they would have clothes and everything, but they done well, I mean, because my grandfather was just like an old woman himself. He was so good to the kids, you know, he would be. He loved children, and he had them to look after, which was a blessing, you know, when she went, because he was brokenhearted over her, my mother said.
Yes. And, now, after, when did your grandfather Hughes pass away?
I don't remember, but I bet Ronnie Hughes could tell you that. I forget.
Do you remember?
Quite a while.
Mother ever saying no?
No.
But Mom and Dad were living on High Street then, in St. John, when Granda died?
I think they were,
I'm just trying to understand if maybe your grandfather was still alive when the expropriation of the land happened, and they were going to put the base there.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No,
he wasn't, definitely.
I know he wouldn't have been for that.
No.
Because I was born on High Street, wasn't I? Mm. I was born
Murray Street.
Joan was born on High Street. I was born on Murray Street.
Yeah, and Fern on Harrison.
So our grandfather died sometime around that time, maybe a little bit before. Okay. And I was born in 1923, so that wouldn't have had anything to... They wouldn't have known anything about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember your mother ever telling, especially you, Betty, do you remember your mother ever telling you stories about the farm in Victoria Settlement?
You know, just about that they used to hold church there, and in the parlor they kept a place for the minister when he came for the
like an altar.
Like an altar, and the wines and the stuff like that. And they'd hold church in the parlor for the different people in the area that couldn't get to church, you see.
Now, did she ever mention what denomination, or was it multi-denominational?
I think it would have been Church of England, I would imagine.
It makes sense.
In their home, because they were Church of England.
Yes.
What is the army going to do with that land way out through there?
Well, they use it now for training training the soldiers.
Yeah, it's a big... I was up with Mark last year, grandson's in the Naval Reserve.
How far are they going out to Wonder? Yeah. They're way out to Drummond's. They own the big farm way out back of there.
They bought a lot of...
They're all the way up, all the way over, right into Petersville.
Through
Petersville. From Petersville, really, not quite to Hampstead, like if you're trying to get the width.
Yeah.
You know, 2 miles behind Hampstead. Yeah. So that's... And they go right up to Gary.
Practically all of our muck...
Well, he's got your thing.
All of our muck was taken.
Just get his foot out of it, Betty. It's all right there.
Just a sec. Yeah. Just a sec. Yeah. That's my baby.
Because he's old.
He's old.
Well, I thought he might pull it out for you. Oh, he's all right.
You come out here with Betty.
Yeah, there
you go. Oh, God love you. You're smart. I can't hook myself from...
Yeah. What time do you plan to go down to see? Do you have to, No.
Well, I was just talking about your grandfather's land and just trying to get an idea of when the 50s came through. Of course, the house would have been
gone,
burnt for quite some time. Was the foundation still there, though?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because we built the foundation.
There was a good old foundation.
The house was gone. So when the land was taken over, I didn't even remember what time that was, but the men would have all been gone. My grandfather and them were gone.
So you would have been about 27 years old then.
Yeah, but see, they had gone a long time previous to that.
Mm. Did the land just sit after the house was burnt? Nobody built the house back up?
No. Not to my knowledge, they never did, no.
It just more or less left, wasn't it, except for the land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. What about the the road that went through? Do you remember the name of the road that went through Victoria Settlement?
Well, no.
That road that we used to drive out to come to the front of the house?
Yeah. No, they just, I don't think it went in any particular road. And you were starting from Aramato for to go out there. I don't know what the only name I remember of anything connected out there
they talked about was Roops's Hill.
Yeah. There's another, well, you go through Gary
there,
too.
Did you mark that down, Irma?
Yeah.
Well, I've got that on the cassette, so I'm going to have to go back and check Roops's Hill now.
Roops's Hill.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Over in Colonus and Victoria Settlement.
Well,
those
another
were names I heard all my years growing up.
Yeah.
Can you remember other names of other communities that you would have driven through?
No.
Well, I mean, there weren't that many communities out through the where the Drummonds lived, the way out there. I don't know what they called it. Was a lot farther from where we were. And then, of course, then down where Mrs. Bully lived, that wasn't awfully far from where we were.
Oh,
and
was
then
down
out through to Gary.
Field, wasn't it?
What?
Down, I remember one time we went up there, and we went down through a field, and a little short road to get to Mrs. Bully's. Yeah. Was that
well, you go right down the main road. We used to call it the Norway Hill, and go up there.
The top of the Norway Hill.
And you went down the road at the left. It was to the right. And she lived down that road for, I remember going down with Granda one time.
And she raised a boy called Sandy. He was a little bit not...
Yeah, he
not
was hurt or...
well balanced, a little slow, let's put
Sandy
it that
Foley.
Way.
So,
and
yeah.
she was a...
Teacher.
A teacher.
And a very, very fine teacher.
He wasn't her son, though.
No. She looked after him.
She was awful good to him. Yeah.
Do you ever remember anyone talking about the Kotzer Farm children, the Kotzer Farm boys?
Up there?
Yeah. There was a farm in Gagetown called the Kotzer Farm. It was an orphanage for, I believe, Scottish boys. They were brought over, and they would be trained and fed and clothed and housed. And when they got to a certain age, a lot of the larger farms out in
took them in to work for them?
That's right.
Yeah.
And,
no,
maybe
I don't
he came
remember that.
What? Maybe that's where Sandy Bully came from, because she named him after her, gave him her own name, didn't she?
Yeah. But he was, he may have, because he was a big
fellow. He grew to be quite a big
I remember my mother
Mom
used to,
said.
He wasn't dangerous. But he still, you, when you have children around, you'd be small children. Your mama was kind of timid of him.
Yeah, and she had all
And she
girls,
was very seldom
you know.
Alone there at the house and everything. But he used to like to come up to our place.
And probably like the company.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. When you talk about this teacher that lived now, when you were up in the summertime, she probably wasn't teaching, right?
No. I never seen her only, well, I think once or so. Well, I've seen her more than that, I think, because she'd come down to see us. But
she never taught
she
you
wasn't
girls,
taught,
did
no,
she?
No. She never taught us anyway.
Did you ever attend school there?
Oh, no. I wasn't old enough to go. When we get school age, we went down to St. John.
Yes.
My mother brought us down here. Not that we didn't like it up there, but I mean, she was a qualified teacher too, but she wasn't teaching at that time. I don't know whether she was living or not, to be truthful.
Yes.
But she was a very wonderful teacher, I remember them saying. Mm-hmm. Very educated and good, you know, kind.
Because our father worked in the St. John Ironworks for years, and then he worked in the dry dock after that.
Mm-hmm. What's one of your first memories, Stella, of your grandfather's farm? Can you recall? Your first memories, you would have been going there.
I was there for so long that I just can't seem to remember. It was always home. That's why we always called it out home. That's the name we gave it.
And freedom, probably.
Yeah, it was wonderful. He used to take us on the loads of hay and everything, and we loved that. And my father used to help him with haying time, and he had men there to give him a hand too. And but it was if we couldn't have got up there, we'd have been so lonesome. And we really, really loved going up there.
Yeah.
It was just like in another world, you know. Because the city, everything was so busy and everything. And up there we had freedom, you know, and loved it.
Yeah. And I expect you probably had been going there since long before you started school.
Oh, yes, we did. We were going there long before we went to school. Because my grandfather was living there. And then in the winter, he did come down and stay with us because it was lonesome for him.
Yes.
Hugh and Richard stayed for a while, and then they had people come in, company, and Liza Jane, a neighbor up there, she, Johnny Coral's sister, she'd come down and cook for Richard and Hugh, mm-hmm. make the breakfast, and they were cooks themselves. Oh, they knew how to, yeah, they were good cooks, especially Richard. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Well, I think that's about it.
Well, you know, we enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did.
This has been an interview with Stella Huetta Akerley Bellier and her sister Betty Virginia Audrey Harriet Akerley Scott. It was recorded on Thursday, July 23rd, 1998, and the interviewer was Irma Bryan. Now, Stella and Betty have connections to Victoria Settlement, which some people later called Clonus. Their grandfather, a Mr. Hughes, resided in Oromocto, and he at one time was a member of the provincial legislature. And their great uncle, which would have been their grandfather's brother, was Captain Tom Hughes, who was buried in Oromocto at the Anglican Cemetery on the Broad Road.